Live from Music City, Nashville, Tennessee. Two guys fumbling their way through the music business so you don't have to. Here they are. It's Scott and it's Hino and the Music Row Show.
Yes. No. All right. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Music Row Show. My name is Scott.
And my name is Hino. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in tonight. We're glad that you did. This show is for all you songwriters and musicians and performers and publishers and producers and anything else.
Pickers.
And you just want to know how things work here in the music business. That's what we're about.
That's what we're about 3 weeks a month.
3 weeks a month. But tonight...
Once a month.
It's kind of special. We do the Music Row Showcase.
Brand new. We just started doing it here in 2017. This is our second run, the Music Row Showcase. And what we're doing is we've been in town for many, many years.
Yeah.
And we're out at the Writers' Nights, and we've made lots of friends and met people that we just love listening to them, and we love their songs. And
or just wouldn't stop following us.
Right, yeah. Right. but, you know, the thing about this world here in the music business is only a tiny percentage.
Yeah.
Get those
cuts,
get those big hits and stuff.
That, yeah.
So, but this town is full of just amazing songwriters and amazing recording artists. So we're just going to start shining the light on them once a month and bring
Absolutely.
In a few of our, the folks that we've known for a while and feel good about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're starting off this week's show with a guy by the name of Jeff Hudson.
Wow.
Jeffrey Hudson, as he's known on Facebook.
Jeffrey D.
Jeffrey Hudson. D. Hudson. Yes.
To not be confused with Jeffrey H. Hudson.
Hey,
right.
Do not Google me, whatever you do. Do not Google me.
Well, Jeff has been in town for a long time. He's written a lot of great, great songs. And if anybody, you know, follows the show at all, you know that we've played a lot of shows with him over the years at, you know, various places, the Bluebird and that kind of thing. So we know his catalog pretty well.
Well, can we also need to say that when we first started this show 10 years ago,
yeah,
Jeff was one of our first loyal listeners.
Absolutely.
And he called in every week. And that first contest we had, every time you called, you got your name in it.
Yep. He won the guitar.
He had his name in there 800 like, times.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like 90 in the end, and I was like 83 of them.
Yeah.
I would even text questions.
You did.
Yeah. He did. Yeah, so he's been a loyal friend and fan of the show as well.
Absolutely. Well, we're glad to have him in. And
his new album called Stephanie Lane.
Hey,
yeah. Eclectic.
That's the best photo I have ever taken, by the way.
We all,
look at my hair.
We all played at the Bluebird last night with Tony Mullins, the three of us.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Jeff kept teasing about the album that he's pre-selling.
I am.
You know,
for the last how many years?
7 years.
Seven years he's
but
been pre-selling.
He's been pre-selling that CD.
The difference is I've actually started working on it now.
Wow. Well, there you go. There you go.
I have four songs finished, and it'll be out in about
another 7 years.
No. I'm going to do it this time.
Really?
All right.
Yeah, and if I can hire somebody to do the artwork,
who could you think of for
you know,
that?
It's really going to happen. It's not going to look this good, you know, but it's going to be me.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. So, should we say?
Yeah. Go for it,
Jeffrey Hudson.
Jeffrey Hudson, welcome to the music.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
I have been wanting to hear that for like 10 years.
Well, thank you for coming. It was really nice having you here.
Yeah, it's been great.
And next up, ladies and gentlemen.
Usually I have to stand out there and stare through the glass.
Yeah.
Well, this is exciting. So I got a question for you because you are born and raised in Lafayette, Tennessee.
Yes, I am.
And you moved away. You went and lived in Atlanta and such. But for the most part, you have stayed there in Macon County. And a lot of your songs are very personal to that area.
Oh yeah.
I know when we play places where there's a lot of your hometown folk there, boy, you hear them.
Oh.
They love hearing about, you know,
about themselves.
About themselves. So talk about how you've constantly kept them and your roots in your songs.
Well, when I first started writing songs in 1987, I told someone this at the Bluebird last night. They asked, do you write it for an artist? And I said, well, I'll tell you, the first 75 songs I wrote are Randy Travis songs.
Mm.
Because that's what I was listening to, and he was huge. And then you go to song camps and you listen to hit writers, and then you are, and it's so cliched, but you just write what you know. And, you know, and if you're a student of songwriting, if you've heard anything Jason Isbell has said for the last 5 years, his songs, he's probably the best writer I've ever heard. And his songs are so personal. They're so personal that probably a major artist would not want to record them, but I wish they would, because, you know, stories he tells, and he uses names, and he uses things that you may have to look something up to totally understand the song, mm-hmm. but you do, because the way he says it, you want to look it up and understand it. And to me, you know, my whole motto is, I don't need a good song. I either need to make you laugh, or I need to make you cry. Anything in between, anybody can do that. And we had some people crying last night. Some people were crying because they were laughing. Mm. But to me, you know, there's a lot of good songs, and they're on a lot of records. But to me, if you can make somebody really laugh, they'll remember you. And if you make somebody cry, they'll remember that too.
So how does that relate then to your life there in Macon County? And is it something that do you consciously put all of that into your songs?
I try to, because I think there are a lot of people like me. Now I'm a little different in the fact that one of the jobs I have every day, I work in the same building I was born in, and that's kind of unusual.
Wow.
But there's a lot of small-town people that...
So you were born in jail?
I was born in jail.
Do they have a plaque?
Yes, they do. Okay. That's a shrine now.
Jeff dropped here.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah. But that is kind of... I get allergy shots. And the room I get my allergy shot is the room I was born in.
Wow.
Which is kind of weird. But yeah, I mean, if you were born and raised, you know, I'm the right age. Our town was so small when I was born.
How small was it?
It was tiny. Mm. It was minuscule. I mean, I would go to town and back home, and every person I saw on the highway, I knew. Now, it's not that small anymore. But you know, it's Americana, and it's, you know, on Saturday nights, you know, we're having a show next week on Thursday night, we don't do it on Saturday night because people go to the big city on Saturday night.
Right.
So we're having a Thursday night show. And, you know, I mean, this time of year, I've been to basketball games all week because everybody goes to the basketball game. You know, I mean, it's just what you do. And, I mean, that's the one thing I hate about my children growing up, because it's not that way anymore. And, I mean, you know, I hauled hay when I was a kid. And I was going to tell you, I've been walking around this building. Y'all are in a great place. And, you know, if my grandfather was here, he'd say, you know, this thing would hold 4,000 bales of hay if they were stacked real tight. I mean, you know, that's, you know, in any building you went in, it's like, you know, he would equate it to
how many bales of hay.
And I remember, you know, when I was a kid, you know, I had a motorcycle so I could go to different farms and work. And it's a great way to grow up. I mean, it is.
So where along the line did you get a guitar and start playing music and starting bands and all that kind of thing?
It was the same old thing. My mother loved Elvis and Dolly Parton. And I wasn't made to take piano lessons. I wanted to, but not after a little while. I did it for 5 years. And have you heard me play the piano?
No.
There's a reason for that. But I played in church and I sang in church. I can still sing the first song I ever sang in church. And, you know, I didn't play guitar till I was in college. And I'd always wanted to, but finally in college, I sat down and started learning a few chords. And I never learned to play other people's songs. The minute I picked up a guitar, I started writing songs. And that's one reason, you know, if I go to a party, I can't play but three cover songs. I mean, I never learned them. And I've always felt bad about that, because I wish I know people that are like human jukeboxes can just, yeah. And I heard Dave Matthews say the same thing one day. He said he can't play anybody's songs because when he picked up a guitar, he couldn't practice for learning songs. Now, he's a pretty good guitar player, but...
He's done all right.
Yeah. Maybe you could give him a lesson or two.
I probably could, yeah.
You're one of the people I can count on one hand as far as people that I've known for a long time that you have probably gone to more camps, songwriting camps and clinics and
workshops.
Oh, yeah. than most anybody I know.
I have, yeah.
So talk about when you go to those, what do you get out of them? For maybe people that haven't gone to many of these before, What have you gotten out? What are some of those moments where you had those big light bulb aha moments in the middle of a workshop?
Gosh, I remember it. James Dean Hicks. Have y'all had him on your show?
Yes. Thanks for listening.
Yes. I'll never forget. I had been writing songs for 10, 12 years. And back then, I was like any new writer. I knew exactly how many songs I'd written. And I had them all in the book, numbered and dated when I wrote them. I mean, I know the first song I wrote. I've got it at home. So I go to my first song camp. And I'll never forget. The name of it is One Hell of a Heart. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was the best song ever written on the face of the earth. And I went into this critique with James Dean Hicks, and I knew the minute he heard that song, he would just tear up, and the heavens would open up, and he'd go, come on in, you're one of us. I mean, I really felt that way, because I had written, at that time, that was my 350th song I had written.
Wow.
I'd been doing it a long time, but after I went to my first song camp, I realized, and after I heard James Dean Hicks, Rivers Rutherford, Chuck Cannon, those people, I realized, I get goosebumps saying that, I realized they do something, they're like professional athletes.
Yeah.
They do something that most people walking around on 2 feet can't do. I mean, there are a lot of good songwriters. There's not a lot of great songwriters. If you think about it, if you write 3 hits in your lifetime, you might be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, that's amazing. If you write one song of the year, you know, I mean, it doesn't take that many great songs to be a famous songwriter, but it takes a lot to be able to write 3 number one hits.
Sure. So you're in the critique.
Yes, and I play him this song, and the minute I finish, and see, back then, a lot of people would play CDs or cassettes, I'm sorry, but I didn't. I was going to play live, and I mean, the minute I, and the good thing is they couldn't turn you off. If you played a cassette, they could turn it off. So I think I'm playing live. So I played live, and he just trashed it, and I was just so hurt. And then the next day I had another critique. I can't remember who the second one was from. I was still traumatized over the first one. And the weird thing was, people in my critique listening were really saying, "Don't listen to him. He don't know what he's talking about." Well, he wrote "Bible in a Bus Ticket Home." I mean,
yeah.
He wrote. Takes a little rain, and I'm thinking, well, he probably knows more than we do. And then the more I heard him and, you know, heard some of the songs he's written, I realized that I probably should listen to him.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, you really don't realize what kind of people are in Nashville until you come down here. The first time I went to the Bluebird, okay,
mm-hmm.
The feature, it was on Sunday night, never been. I'm sitting there. The feature writer is John Venzer. Now, he's not Kathy Mattea's husband yet. The second or third song he plays is "Where Have You Been?"
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I didn't know, you know, I had never written that. Then the first time I went to a round in the Bluebird, I'll never forget, it was the night before my first song camp. I'd never heard of Gary Burr. And about 15 of us campers went.
Right.
And every time he comes around, it's another number one song. And we're looking at one another like, why are we here? I assume that everybody that plays there was like that. Now, I've learned that everybody's not Gary Burr. I'll never forget, in one of my guitars, you know I'm a guitar junkie. In one of my guitars, I have a Two of Hearts signed by Gary Burr. And I'll never forget when I got enough nerve to go up to have him sign it. Mm-hmm. When he looked at it, he started smiling and shaking his head because... The Two of Hearts to Margaret Page, because that was one of the songs that I latched on to, thinking there's something about this song.
Can't be really gone. Yeah,
that was one of the first songs I latched on to. Another song years ago when I heard the song "Holding Her and Loving You."
Mm-hmm. Great song.
You know, it's the third hardest thing I'll ever do. It's the second hardest thing, and I'm like, this song has got something that most songs on the radio don't have. Between that and Mac Davis. When I was a kid, Mac Davis was on TV, and he'd go out in the crowd, and he'd go, "Give me a title." And they'd yell out words, and he'd write a song in like 30 seconds. And I thought, that was the coolest thing I'd ever seen in my life. And I still wish I could do that. But
it's never too late, but we do need to take a break. This segment was brought to you by our good friends over at MainStreetProductions.org.
Yes.
Fred.
Our buddy Fred is the main guy over there.
Yep. And look, if you need a video, Stephanie's probably needing videos. Jeff, you're going to be needing a video here pretty soon.
Anytime, as soon as that album's done.
Go to mainstreetproductions.org. Fred was he filmed our TV show for quite a while, so that's how we got to know him. I had no idea that they were doing feature films, and when I had to do a video, my gosh,
that's who you called, and he came and did a great job.
It was fast,
fast, but very professional.
Yeah.
And like we said many times before, the equipment he uses is top notch.
Feature film
equipment. The stuff that they
equipment.
Used to film movies with.
Yeah.
And here he is filming your video with it. And, you know, it's more than just having the equipment. He knows how to use it, which is the important part. You could give me a scalpel. I still wouldn't know how to do brain surgery, but he knows how to use that stuff and does a great job. And as also we've said many times, he understands the songwriter's budget. So,
right.
You know, it's surprisingly affordable.
Can you make me look thin?
No.
Yeah.
Yes, he can. No.
Miracle worker.
No. Anyways, go to mainstreetproductions.org. Look. He didn't make me look thin.
Right.
MainStreetProductions.org. We're going to be right back with more of Jeffrey Hudson here on the Music Row Showcase.
You're like a hound dog running down an Oldsmobile. Flesh and fur, meat, chrome and steel. If you get what you want, you're gonna be in a world of hurt. She's high class heat in a low cut dress. She could hurt you good, make you write bad checks. Careful what you wish for, boy, that fire burns. You'll chase and heartache. Chasing heartache. When you're chasing heartache, you catch it every time.
All right, welcome back to the Music Row Show. The Music Row Showcase, to be exact.
That's right.
We're here with Jeff Hudson, and that's a song of his called Chasing Heartache. That's a great song. It's one of my favorites.
It is one of your favorites.
It's a great.
You were sitting in the room making coffee when I wrote it, by the way.
Full disclosure, that is a co-write with my co-host here, Heino Moeller.
Yeah, I had to give you credit on that.
So. Yeah, you did. Yeah. Interesting how that works.
Yeah.
But we forced a guitar in your hand. You feel like...
You know me, I never want to play, but...
Right. Give us a song.
Okay, yeah.
What do you feel like playing?
I'm going to try to make you cry.
All right, good.
Here's a song called Baseball. Grandpa didn't like football. He said it wasn't his kind of game. He said basketball. Well, that's just crazy. We didn't have much in common. Born 50 years apart to the day. But when the Braves played on Monday night, we became the same age. Laughing, eating popcorn, drinking RC. This song's not about baseball. It's all about a grandpa and a little boy that loved him unconditionally. Now he's tough on this kid because he wanted him to succeed. You see, this song's not about baseball at all. It's about grandpa and me. Grandpa never missed Little League. He took me to every game. He said the coach I had. Now he must be crazy. He didn't think he played me enough. You see, I always batted last. And Pa would smile and yell good at bat when I went down swinging. And we'd laugh and talk on the way home over ice cream. This song's not about baseball. It's all about a grandpa and a little boy that loved him unconditionally. Now he's tough on this kid because he wanted me to succeed. You see, this song's not about baseball at all. It's about grandpa and me. Well, I don't know if the Braves play in heaven. If they do, I know he's got a front row seat. He's sitting there holding hands with Granny, eating popcorn and waiting on me. You see, this song is not about baseball. It's all about a grandpa and a little boy that loved him unconditionally. He's tough on this kid 'cause he wanted me to succeed. You see, this song's not about baseball at all. It's about grandpa and me. Murphy to the plate. Line drive center field. Baseball. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Wow.
All right.
So what's that song about?
It's not about baseball. Oh,
okay. It's not about baseball.
No.
Gotcha. Okay, listen. Okay, so you played live on WSM here on the Music Grow Showcase.
Mark that off the bucket list.
And now we're going to play one of your songs from start to finish, recorded on WSM radio. Are
Scott,
you ready?
I may have to kiss you on the mouth.
It's okay if you don't.
Okay.
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 What's this song called?
What is it called?
If This Dog Could Talk.
Yes.
No, two.
It's number two.
Track two.
People pay lots of money to go sit on a couch and talk to a stranger, hash their problems out. But I've got my buddy, the furry canine kind. I tell him all of my secrets, he don't charge a dime. But if this dog could talk, everybody would know. When I fish, whatever I catch, I let go. And all of the antlers on my wall came from a pawn shop way across town. If this dog could talk, I'd have to put him down. I sure would miss him here by my side, keeping me company morning, noon, and night. He gets my slippers, he guards my truck. He's a real good listener, but he knows way too much. 'Cause if this dog could talk, so would all of my friends. I once at the beach, I ate quiche and would again. My wife and I watch cooking shows while we snuggle on the couch. If this dog could talk, I'd have to put him down. Walk and talk. Lucky for us, he's a silent type. If this dog could talk about the stuff he's seen, you'd be disturbed. I know all the words to Dancing Queen. What's wrong with Bubble Bath when there's no one else around? If this dog could talk, I'd have to put him down. This dog could talk, I'd have to put him down. Oh, I'd miss that dog.
Come here, boy. Come on. Come here.
Oh, wow. That's good. If This Dog Could Talk, Jeff Hudson.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Now, Jeff, come over here real quick. How do people find you on the interwebs?
You find me on Facebook, Jeffrey Hudson, and you can send me a text. I mean, I'm sorry. Email, is that what you call those things?
I don't know.
jkhudson@nctc.com.
Yeah, look, people can remember that.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's good to have an easily memorable email address.
Well, thanks for coming in, Jeff. We appreciate that. I love that song, too. That's real good. And now...
Wait a minute now. That's what? Another co-write. If you are the guy doing the co-writes, you know you can't be the one saying, I love that song.
I love that song. That's the greatest song I've ever heard in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah. You got to say, I co-wrote that song with Jeffrey
Hudson. I co-wrote
that
song with Jeff Hudson. Actually, he co-wrote it with me. No. We co-wrote it together. We do a lot of writing together. Actually, I probably write more with Jeff than any other human in the world.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, in fact, when we do play the Bluebird, it's kind of the Jeff show in terms of my catalog because it's all his, all co-writes with him.
Weird.
But enough about Jeff.
Yes.
Who's this lovely person who just sat down?
Let me tell you about Stephanie. Right after the first time I played a Monday open mic at the Bluebird.
Yeah.
I had to go because I had to go to work, but at the Bluebird on Mondays, they record you. They live stream it. They live stream it.
Right.
So I ran home because there was a gal there that she had a very calm way about her. And I think we chatted a little bit and I told her I'd listen. So I ran home and I listened to her and I loved her songs. And I sent her a message on MySpace.
What?
This is how long ago this was, and said, "Look, you don't know me. We met briefly, but I really enjoyed your songs, and from that became someone that I have followed and written some songs with and played some shows with, and I'm just such a fan of her music, and it's been so cool watching her career because she's really found this amazing niche in Western music and cowboy music. And she's playing all the time in Kansas and Oklahoma and doing rodeos and equine functions. That's horse. I know.
Oh,
Yeah.
I thought it was what they put in tonic water. No, that's not it.
No,
that's quinine or something like that. Anyways, it's just been so cool watching her career take all these neat leaps and bounds, and she's never been on WSM either, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, actually, I was on the Midnight Jamboree.
Anita Stapleton
invited me to be a part of the show, and thanks to her, I got my voice on WSM, but I've never had my songs on WSM.
You've never had your songs played on WSM.
You guys are my Nashville family, and I appreciate you having me here this evening.
Well, it's a pleasure to say Stephanie Lane. We're so happy you're here, and welcome to the Music Row Show.
Woo-hoo! All right, Stephanie.
Thank you.
All right, get on in that microphone. We want to hear everything you have to say.
Well, I just want to give a shout-out to my family and friends that are listening right now, because this is a big-time thing for them as well.
Is Dell listening?
Right.
Dell is listening.
Hey,
now.
Dell.
Jenny. How you doing,
Dell? Hey, Dell. Hey, Jenny.
And so it's a real blessing. This is my favorite radio station, WSM, and I mean that,
it's mine, too.
It is an amazing thing, and I listen to it religiously. So it's a blessing to have my music on the radio.
Like during church,
so you
listen to it?
No.
Earphones?
Pastor Tim wouldn't appreciate that.
Okay. No, probably would not. Probably would not. So you, as Scott mentioned, you found this great niche of doing the Western music, and you play a lot of rodeos and that kind of thing. How did you fall into that, and how did you kind of figure out that that was your thing?
Well, I grew up on horseback. We have a cattle and horse ranch back in Minnesota. I've got family in Wyoming, too, that has a large corporate ranch out there called the Silver Spur. And so I guess ranching and rodeos and horses have always been part of me and my history. I was out at Cheyenne Frontier Days playing the biggest 10-day rodeo in the United States. And I ran into a gentleman by the name of Charlie Green. And he's very much connected with the Kansas equine industry. And he introduced me to a lot of people out there in Kansas, which led to other wonderful things like equine events, rodeos, and lots of stuff around the country. So I've been blessed. Better Horses Radio Network gave me a shot. Equestrian Legacy Radio right here in Nashville has featured my music. And I've been in a lot of different events with them. So it's been a real blessing. And Best of America by Horseback had me on their RFD-TV television show this past summer. Del Shields, a good friend of mine, a Western music artist out of Kansas, invited me to join them there. So I've just been entirely blessed with this road that I've taken. And I feel, like you said, there's a niche there that is awful special. And continuing to pursue it.
Well, and I think that it says a lot about your fortitude and your wisdom, because, you know, when we first come to town, right, we're mm-hmm. all banging our head against the same wall trying to make one thing happen. And it's so, I think some people might get so blinded by that they miss that there's wonderful yeah. opportunities as an artist,
yeah.
as a songwriter, to find pockets of people that love what you do.
Right. A particular kind of music. Right. Maybe that isn't being catered to by the rest of the industry.
I found that a necessity, actually. You know, when I came to town, I did the whole thing, the Tootsie's Orchid Lounge, playing everybody else's songs, met Scott at the Bluebird, played all the writers' rounds around town. But I'd never found that niche until just recently in the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. I'm thrilled to know you guys.
Well,
it's great. It's been a great, great time.
Now, this is your second studio album?
Yeah, this is my sophomore album.
Sophomore mm-hmm. album.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And this is official. Called Eclectic.
Yeah.
And where do people find this? How do we buy your music?
You can go to stephanielane.com. That's LAYNE.com. It's also at the Country Music Hall of Fame gift shop. Mm-hmm. You can also get it anywhere digital music is sold, you know, iTunes and so forth. That's it.
Okay. And you yeah. and your website?
My website is Stephanie Lane, LAYNE.com. And you can follow me there and like me on Facebook. And
beautiful.
And Stephanie's just spelled the normal, usual,
normal spelling.
Boring mm-hmm. way, which is good when it comes time to try to spell a website.
That's right. I know.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. People are like, what's your website? I'm like, you'll never remember
yeah, never
it anyway.
Mind. Never mind. Hey, let's take a break. We're going to be back. We're going to play a song off of Stephanie's album, Eclectic, right here on the Music Row Showcase. So stick around. We'll be yeah. right back.
Show Music Row Showcase, and that is Stephanie Lane doing Cowgirl Tough. That's her latest CD called Eclectic, and that is just so cool. Reminds me a lot of Chris Ledoux in a way.
There you go. It's like Lane meets Ledoux.
You're like a girl Chris Ledoux, which is awesome. I loved him, and I love you, obviously. So when you're writing...
Oh, I know loves you.
Don't tell my daughter.
Thank
don't tell
you.
My wife.
You won't tell your wife.
Yeah, okay. Well, she's going to know. Yeah. So when you're... Because we've talked earlier that you found this niche that you write for. You do the rodeo circuit. You do all that. So when you're writing songs, do you have to kind of narrow your focus into, okay, what's going to work for that? Or do you sometimes start writing a song and you're like, oh, wait, that's not going to work for this genre that I've picked? How do you do that?
Well, I write what I know, and okay. that's definitely what I know is, you know, horse, equine, rodeo, farm, whatever. And so if I don't know it, I can't write it, right?
Right.
And so generally I try to pick, you know, co-writers that understand that format, the Western music,
right?
And go from there. So
I mean, but would like just a straight up love song type of thing, would that kind of fit?
I don't know if that would fit for me. To be honest with you, I've never been deeply in love with anybody. I know it sounds kind of crazy, but
well, that
if
hurts.
You don't, yeah, I
that
love you guys, but yeah, not I like mean, that.
Man,
it's not her, it's us.
Yeah, that's yeah, pretty much.
You have to be honest, you know, with your lyric.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
you
lie to me.
Oh, with your lyric, lie to me. Yes. But you could have just lied right then to us.
I could have lied to you.
But
guys,
you're right, with the lyric,
yeah.
honesty
yeah,
is important.
Absolutely. So I guess I have a tendency to write towards that. I did write a a great song with my friend Ava Reeves recently. It's on the album. It's called Ride. And she didn't know a whole lot about rodeo at all. And we wrote this awesome rodeo song that we'll share a little bit of that with you later. But I commend her for that. But that's something that I just can't do. I can't sit down and write something that I don't know. So this eclectic album is definitely all about me. I mean, it's eclectic, exactly. It's Christian, it's cowboy, it's country music all in one. And it's just it makes me feel pretty special to hear it, you know, recorded, and it's me, you know, it's me entirety.
Awesome.
Well, we're gonna listen to a song.
The
first time ever on WSM, One Nation Over God, track 3.
What's wrong with bowing your head, no matter where you are? Taking your cap off at a ball game with your hand over your heart. What's wrong with freedom of speech, even if we disagree? No, don't try to censor me or tell me who I ought to be. Under pressure, under attack, undereducated, making choices we can't take. Of one nation over God. We all know there's evil out there. We gotta take a stand. There's nothing wrong with protecting your family. Yeah, and defending your land. What's wrong with choosing life, even if it means sacrifice? I was taught to treat folks right, red and yellow, black and white. Under pressure, under attack, undereducated, making choices we can't take back. Under control of people we can't trust. What's happened to us? Oh, maybe that's the cost of one. We're under attack, we're undereducated, making choices we can't take back. Under control of people we can't trust. What's happened to us? Oh, maybe that's the cause of one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Love that.
Very good. Stephanie Lane.
One Nation Over God. Well, we're going to have to take a quick break just to kind of.
Then we're going
to
get her to play us a live song.
Exactly. We're going to collect ourselves, and we'll be back with more of Stephanie Lane on our Music Row Showcase right after this.
Riding high in the saddle, working cows that wear a brand.
We liked that so much we wanted to hear it again.
We wanted to hear that again.
That was Cowgirl Tough.
Cowgirl Tough. Stephanie Lane, Eclectic.
She actually has a lot more songs on the CD.
Yeah,
but
it's not a one-song CD.
No, it really isn't. And we loved One Nation Over God. And now Stephanie's going to play us a song
live.
I just
got back from Mexico. I was in Mexico for five days with my family. So I'm going to play a beach song.
Nice.
And I wrote this with Debbie Hall and Monty King. Hey, bartender, I got a job for you. I know I'm asking a lot from a bottle of booze. Give me a soft summer breeze. Chase it down with the midnight beach. I can't get there by myself, so I'm counting on you. Pour me an island. A double shot of sand between my toes. Mix in a little mariachi music. Stir my south of the border soul. A little splash of sunshine. A bit of ocean salt around the rim. Pour me an island and I'll forget about him. The SOB will be the end of me. Spends all his time and money on everything else but me. It's high time I think of myself. Reach up on that top shelf. I've got a great new recipe for a brand new kind of drink. Pour me an island. A double shot of sand between my toes. Mix in a little mariachi music. Stir my south of the border soul. A little splash of sunshine. A bit of ocean salt around the rim. Pour me an island and I'll forget about him. Hit me one more time till I'm right where I wanna be. What I have in mind is better than sex on the beach. Pour me an island. A double shot of sand between my toes. Mix in a little mariachi music. Stir my south of the border soul. A little splash of sunshine. A bit of ocean salt around the rim. Pour me an island and I'll forget about him. Oh yeah. Pour me an island, and I'll forget about him.
All right.
Stephanie Lane.
StephanieLane.com. That's LAYNE. And you can buy her CD, Eclectic.
That song's on there, too.
It sure is.
Yeah. And you can also, you have another CD out. Was that just called Stephanie Lane?
It was, self-titled Stephanie and Lane.
Is that also available on?
It is also available online at stephanielane.com, Country Music Hall of Fame Museum, gift shop, and of course, anywhere digital music is sold.
Cool.
And there's two cuts on that album that
what?
Scott and I wrote together.
Whoa. Nice.
Wow.
So
there's a theme here tonight.
We don't need to make that about me or anything.
Oh,
yeah. But,
how tough were those co-writes? I'm just imagining.
Well, I'm not easy to work with.
No comment.
You're amazing, but you're amazing.
So what do you got playing out-wise? Where can people come see you?
Well, I play occasionally around town. I've got some events this summer. One with Equestrian Legacy Radio out at Loretta Lynn's Ranch in first part of June, which
Hurricane
I'm excited
Mills.
About.
Yeah.
Hurricane Mills. And I'll be out there with a bunch of other Western Music Association artists. And it's benefiting Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. So that'll be great. And then I've got another event in Kansas coming up next month with Rusty Ryerson. A good friend of mine out of Kansas who's also a Western artist. So some other things coming up. Commodore next Sunday, if you guys are in town. I play at 7:30.
Yeah, we'll be here.
on
the radio.
That's correct.
Yeah.
You will.
But other people.
Everybody else can come out.
Wait a minute. What do you mean everybody else?
You know what?
That's
support Stephanie.
Tough choice.
Let's support Stephanie.
Okay, go to the show. Don't listen
Don't
to
be
us.
Selfish, you greedy, greedy man. Thank you so much, Stephanie. Thanks for coming.
It's been a real pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Give the family a hug for us.
I will do so.
All right.
And thanks, y'all, for listening, and thanks for having me on the show.
StephanieLane.com. That's the website. Go check that out, LAYNE. And we've got another great hour of the Music Row Showcase coming up. We've got a couple of great artists and songwriters coming in. We got Sarah Beth and Eddie Heinzelman, so you're going to definitely want to come back for that.
Woo!
See you in a few minutes on the Music Row Show.